Tonight is Oscar night, and once again, we're going to listen to this year's nominees for Best Score. Last year, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences gave the Golden Statuette to A.R. Rahman. His music for Slumdog Millionaire was a dramatic blend of East and West. Five film scores are nominated for the Academy Award this year. Weekend Edition commentator Andy Trudeau begins our guided tour through them with the music for Avatar, composed by James Horner.
Film composers typically write fast and on short deadlines. According to James Horner, he was working on this piece for more than a year, so clearly this is music he's thought about a lot. The result is a score with many small touches instead of broad strokes. The various cues on the soundtrack are well supplied with brief, delicate vignettes. Horner previously won an Oscar for Titanic, but established himself by writing for action films, so there's also vivid battle music in this score, cast for large symphony orchestra. Oscar-nominated music by James Horner for James Cameron's Avatar. Next, we're going to get small. Here's some music for The Fantastic Mr. Fox by the twice previously nominated Frenchman Alexandre Desplat. Hear how he combines that long cello line with the plucked strings? Alexandre Desplat said that the director of this stop-motion animated film originally wanted a big symphonic sound. But after seeing some early test segments, the composer convinced him to go with leaner, more transparent instrumentation. It's impressive how he chooses and blends his instruments. I'll even forgive him for channeling Ennio Morricone at one point. That's Alexandre Desplat whistling, by the way. There's less than 25 minutes of score on the soundtrack, but it's clear throughout that the composer was having a real good time. Oscar-nominated music by Alexandre Desplat for The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Everything transforms radically for the next nominee. Nominees, actually, Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders for scoring the film The Hurt Locker. This is a non-traditional soundtrack intended to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. We'll be right back. electronics, a small group of instruments, real sounds recorded on site, often all layered together, as much a soundscape as score. This soundtrack chronicles the experiences of a three-man bomb disposal unit in Iraq. Again and again, the piece conjures up a deadly, hostile environment. What humanity that does exist in this music or this film is grim and strangely detached. It's a bold choice by the Oscar selection committee. Music by once previously nominated Marco Beltrami and never previously nominated Buck Sanders for The Hurt Locker. Next, the scoring assignment for director Guy Ritchie's reimagining of Sherlock Holmes went to Hans Zimmer, a composer whose trademarks are loud and hard. Here, it was the director who urged the composer to change his musical persona. And Zimmer obliged, sort of. Early cuts of Sherlock Holmes featured a temporary soundtrack from Hans Zimmer's music for The Dark Knight. Rather than trying to match the continuous pounding energy of that score, Zimmer often went the other way, all the way to Romania in some spots. But this is an action film, after all, and these are the times Zimmer's most effective. At one point, with the hero in harm's way, he has fun with the Westminster Chimes melody. You'll hear it in the low strings. Past Oscar winner Hans Zimmer in and out of character for Sherlock Holmes. The last of this year's nominees for Best Score is Michael Giacchino, whose busy 2009 schedule included the Star Trek reboot. This nomination is for the Disney-Pixar animated film Up. Once more, Giacchino shows that he isn't afraid to write an old-fashioned melody as our unlikely hero begins a great adventure. Previously nominated for his work on Ratatouille, Michael Giacchino said that here, he wasn't scoring animation, he was writing for characters. For one of the principal figures, he created a motif that's first heard as a sad waltz. It's a theme heard throughout this score. Thank you. wonderfully uncluttered orchestration. Like any good film composer, Giacchino follows wherever his character goes and adapts the theme to the circumstances. Here, it assumes exhilarating proportions. Michael Giacchino's Up rounds out this year's Oscar nominees for Best Original Score. Also in the hunt are Avatar by James Horner, Fantastic Mr. Fox by Alexander Desplat, The Hurt Locker by Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders, and Sherlock Holmes by Hans Zimmer. These are all fine scores, but this year there's no real standout for me. So this time around, I'm going with fun, loud, and over the top by casting my vote for Hans Zimmer's Sherlock Holmes.
Andy Trudeau has been handicapping the Best Score Oscar for us since 1996. And during tonight's Oscars, you can join us at our website where pop culture guru Linda Holmes will host a live blog during the ceremony, and the staff of Wheat Wheat Don't Tell Me will indulge in a little red carpet mayhem. That's at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.